And for to get the youth involved with something like that, I'd love to be an outlet, something that can help spread the word. Even if it's to the 14 million fans on Twitter, I'd love to do that. And the Kony 2012 Foundation, the Invisible Children campaign, it's such a powerful, strong message. And it's something that I really want to get involved in, not just on the surface, but I want to get my hands really dirty with that project. So I'm planning on going to Uganda later on this year, even if it's for a day or two, just to really spend some time with the victims and really suss out the whole situation.
And possibly make a film, because I know you...
Absolutely. Invisible Children, they have also been reaching out to me about doing a film. So it's something that I would love to do. And that's why I really want to go to Uganda, so we can really... I want to make it mine. I want to make it something fresh. I want to make it something new, but something very, very powerful and something that speaks to the youth and the people of the world.
And that would come out later this year. You said you were going there, possibly?
Later on this year.
Wow.
Yeah. It can't be past this year. This year has only just started, so we have to do what we can right now. Yeah. Regardless of the backlash, a lot of people associate Invisible Children with finding Kony. Getting Kony famous is not really about Kony himself. The government is dealing with that. Obama has signed on to helping with that, so that's completely out of our hands. Right now, what I'm really interested in and what I'm working with Invisible Children on is really helping the victims. There are thousands, there's so many people and children of these people and their grandchildren and babies being born into this that we need to help. A lot of focus needs to be, you know, diverted onto the kids and the people who actually need the help, and that's where we're putting our focus.